Unusually heavy snows in south-central Alaska this year are hurting moose populations. Gary Olson is executive director of the Moose Federation. He says snow conditions are forcing moose into dangerous situations.
We put up two super cubs on Saturday. In a lot of the areas where the moose once were, there's just literally no tracks left. And there's large groups of moose in Willow, Big Lake, Point McKenzie, and a couple other areas where they're pretty much lumped together, and it's unfortunately adjacent to the railroad and the highway corridors.
Normally, feeding moose is illegal, but yesterday, state Fish and Game Department officials issued Olson's group permission to divert moose away from dangerous situations. Olson says his group is working with large landowners to plow trails for moose and to find places to set up feeding stations for the ungulates.
The permits that came in were, first and foremost, the permits on Matsu Burrow and DNR permits that allow us to make diversionary snow trails and the feeding program, cutting brush and such. And then the secondary permits that just came in was the permit to be able to feed moose under Fish and Game oversight, a selective haylage product that's grown locally out in Point McKenzie. And it is the same product that Fish and Game feeds their study moose in the Palmer area.
The Moose Federation plans to plow moose trails to feeding areas to keep the animals away from dangerous roadways.